for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday evening, November the 30th, 1985. Thanksgiving weekend teaching and deliverance seminar being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook of Tulsa, Oklahoma, is the minister.
As we all pray tonight, I'd like for you to reach your hands up towards us tonight and ask God to touch us tonight. Will you do that?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Everybody pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we worship and we praise you tonight, Lord. We ask the Holy Spirit to help us tonight, Lord. Dear mighty God, your presence, your direction, God, come tonight. The illumination of the Holy Ghost, Lord. Help us tonight, Lord. We call upon you, Lord. We're nothing without you, Lord God. Give us divine energy and strength and vigor, Lord, in our bodies, Lord. Divine energy, Lord God. Amen. We rebuke weakness, Lord. We rebuke weakness, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank God. Turn with me tonight to Matthew 24. This has been a glorious day. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Matthew 24. Praise God. Verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. The end will not come till the gospel of the kingdom has been proclaimed around the world. Amen. Next verse. When ye therefore shall see, and that little word see, the word is oida, when you have absolute knowledge of something. How many know that not everybody sees spiritual things? But thank God there is a people arising that are beginning to see. Hallelujah. But when you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel. Now here is Jesus, the greatest prophet of all, quoting a prophet, Daniel. And he said, when you shall see that abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel, the prophet, how many know prophets see things in the spirit? True prophets are seers, aren't they? They have revelation, and that's why sometimes they are hated and rejected because they see down the way, you know, quite a ways. Hallelujah. How many know there's a lot of things we still need to be able to see?
Amen.
We may not be prophets, but the prophets in us. Amen? But now notice. Hallelujah. He said, spoken by Daniel the prophet. And notice he said, this abomination of desolation would stand in the holy place. Amen? Now, whatever's coming out of the natural tonight, I'm not going to deal with that. But I know that we have a holy place. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And I know you can teach this several ways. But tonight we have a holy place. It is our soul. Amen? Represents our soul. Our mind, our will, our emotions, and our desires. And I believe there is something out there coming. I can teach that. I can go into that, but I'm not going to deal with it. But Jesus, the Lord Jesus, said that the people of the end, when they would begin to see or have absolute knowledge of this abomination of desolation, spoken by Daniel, standing in the holy place, he said, whosoever readeth, let him, the one that reads, understand. And the scripture said, with all you're getting, get understanding. Can you say amen?
Amen?
The word understand here means to exercise the mind, to comprehend, to perceive. And we're living in a time that we need to perceive some things. We need discernment within. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Now, I believe that that beast, one phase of it, is in the church tonight. Standing in the souls of men. Controlling the souls of men. Taking charge. Amen. And usurping authority where Christ must be the head. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Now Jesus said, when this happens, let them which be in Judea flee to the mountains. How many know the Judea's in Palestine? But what? How many know the scriptures has more than a natural meaning? There is natural meaning, there is a spiritual meaning, and there's a fullness of scriptures. Threefold. Yes, there's a Judea. And no doubt they're going to be affected. And how many believe that there's going to be some trouble in the Middle East? You better believe it. But he that's in Judea, Jesus said, what must he do? It says he must flee into the mountains. What does that mean? Does that mean we must go hide on top of a mountain? No. Unless God tells you to. But it means at that time, we must get up higher in God. Judea represents spiritually to us low ground. How many believe we need to get a little higher?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now watch this. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Now you know, if there's time of war, what good would it be to be on the housetop if you're looking at that just in the natural? No, it would help you. Amen? They'd come up after you. Burn the house down, whatever. Now he said here, let him that's on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Now a housetop is not high as a mountain, is it? And if you're that high, Jesus is saying, don't come back down, keep going up. Amen? Now, what's going to keep us down? By listening to the enemy that talks to this thing right here. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, notice. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. That's the old covering. Woe to them that are with child and them that give suck in those days. I mean, a child takes nourishment and life from mother. Well, how many know if something is taking life out of you and from you and keeping you down, you better cut the cords if you're going up higher. Anything, how many know they're sap suckers? Amen? Anything that's sapping, taking life out of us, holding us down, we had better cut it in order to go up.
Hallelujah.
Amen? Don't shout me down. It's the truth. Now watch this. He said to them that are with child, to them that are with child, to them that are with child. He said, and those who give suck in those days, pray that your flight be not in the winter. I mean, no, winter's a hard time to travel in the natural. But how many know if you're cold in your soul, you're not ready to go up. You can't go up. Amen. That's why at midnight we must have the mind of Christ. You say, what's midnight? Tribulation. I used to preach the rapture. I used to preach we'd fly away at any time. I preached it for years. Until the Holy Ghost came to me and dealt with me personally. And showed me differently. I believed that lie for a long time. But I don't believe it anymore. I believe he must come in us. To prepare us for the literal coming, though. He's coming out there, isn't he? Hallelujah. I don't believe Jesus can come tonight. Because all enemies have not been put under his feet, and the last enemy is death. Psalms 110. But Jesus will come, and is going to come. But he must descend in a people, hallelujah, to prepare them for his literal coming. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. And I have to preach my what God has dealt with me on. I can no longer go back and preach that, what I used to preach. And so if you don't see that, let God talk to God. God has to show you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Or whatever he wants to show you. Now notice, pray your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. On the Sabbath, of course, they could only travel about a mile or so. The travel was limited. Well, how many know that when you begin to go up in God, there's always those that want to not only take life from you, but they want to hold you back and say, brother, you're going off on deep end. You can't go any further. They want to stop you. Amen. Now, in the next verse, he said, for then shall be what? Great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And accept something. Those days of tribulation should be shortened. There should no flesh be saved. But, thank God for the buts in the Bible. But for the chosen. And I challenge you to study on the word elect. It's the same Greek word through the New Testament. Paul uses the same word in the epistles. He's dealing with those that are chosen. Those that know Jesus. Amen? Oh yeah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Amen. And amen. Now, Jesus said that the man of sin is going to, this abomination of desolation is going to stand where? In the holy place. Now turn to Daniel 7. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. In Daniel 7, and I want to tell you that not only do I believe there's a beast within us, but I believe there's one coming out there too. Hallelujah. But look in verse 22. Well, verse 21. I beheld in the same horn, this is a little horn, made war with the saints. How many is a saint tonight? You're not going to become one after you die. You're already one. Amen? But the little horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them. Now we could stop there, but we better not. Until, time word, saints are prevailed over until what? The Ancient of Days came, and I just like to set my word. I believe it means till Jesus comes in a people. You may not see it that way. And judgment was given to who? Saints of the Most High, and time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. But let me tell you, they're not going to possess the kingdom without a warfare. They're not going to possess the kingdom unless they overcome. And we can have it here and we can talk it, but there is some real overcoming in the days ahead. And he says in verse 25, and he shall speak great words against the Most High. Now look at this. And shall wear out the saints of the Most High. How many will be honest and say at times you're worn out? If you'll be honest. I'm not asking you to confess something that's not true. But if you'll be honest, there are times you're worn out. Now what does that mean? It means to wear them out to the full. It means to afflict them. But it means to wear them out mentally. Amen? Now, Jesus said he's going to stand where? In the holy place. Where is our greatest battle today? It's in the mind. The enemy's coming against our minds. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. There are demons, there are devils assigned against you and me. And they want to kill, steal, and destroy. Amen? But thank God. The greater one's in us. Hallelujah. Turn to Psalms 55 a minute. I'm letting the Holy Ghost direct me here now. Hallelujah. Psalms 55. Just a couple verses here, brethren. Verse Verse 1, David is praying to God, God, give ear to my prayer, O God. Hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me, hear me, I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. Don't we all do that? Because, now here's the why, brethren, David is crying out to God, because of the voice of the enemy. Now, where does that voice come? It comes right to your mind. Amen. Now, we can't always stop that voice from coming, but when it comes, we can deal with it, can't we? How many know you can be just happy and jolly, and all of a sudden, boom, here comes a dart at you. Isn't that right? And he said, because of the oppression of the wicked. So the wicked comes to oppress us. The voice of the enemy. And that's why David's crying. He said, they cast iniquity upon me in wrath. They hate me. God loves us, but the devil hates us. Amen. My heart, look how it affected David. My heart is sore pain within me. The terrors of death are falling upon me. I wonder if David had a nervous breakdown. Fearfulness, trembling are come upon me. Horror hath overwhelmed me. Have you ever been there? And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, then I'd get out of this mess. For then, now look at this. He said, then would I fly away. What are we singing about every Sunday in most churches? Ah, fly away, oh glory. No, they're not. They do, it'll be a while. I'll fly away and be at rest. No contentment. Why? Because the voice of the enemy is coming at his soul. And you can confess it 5 or 10 times. Stop, stop, stop. How many know sometimes it just keeps coming and coming and coming? You know, everybody's got their little formula how to just, you know, speak positive and boom, it's gone. Well, it don't always work that way. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness. I'd get off by myself. Then he said, I'd help God out. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Hallelujah. Now, listen to what David said in verse 9. I'm going to give you a lot of words tonight by the grace of God, so stick with me. Destroy, O Lord, and what? Divide their tongues. The enemy's tongues. Why? For I have seen violence and strife in the city. What city? Right in David. Right in you. Right in me. Every time I come to this camp, I get deliverance. I don't know if I can speak for all preachers, but I think I need probably more deliverance than you do. We need it. The ministry needs deliverance. Amen? And I don't find deliverance. I believe in it. It's one of the things that help open me up to truth. How many know there are those going around fighting deliverance? They're fighting God. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. And I'm not ashamed for you, brethren, come up here and lay hands on me and cast some things out of me if I need it tonight. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't always have to be in a corner. No matter where you are, get them out. Sometimes we've done that. I mean, we went back in the back room, thank you. But I'm saying they don't have to. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, look in verse 11. He said, wickedness also is in the midst thereof, deceit and guile, depart not from our streets. Then we look in verse 17. Notice what David's going to do. Evening and morning at noon will I pray and cry aloud. He shall hear my voice. Three times a day, Glenn. Cry out to God. Notice what it says. Cry aloud. That doesn't sound like any silent treatment, does it? And he shall hear my voice. The enemy's got a voice that I hear. Now God's going to hear mine when I pray to him. Amen? Look at verse 18. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many, hallelujah, with me. And I don't care how many demons are set against us, there's more angels amen. With us amen. Than there is the enemy against us. Can you say amen? Amen. Now, turn to 2 Chronicles 29. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Chronicles 29. Hezekiah begins to reign in chapter 29. And in verse 3, in the first year of his reign, the first month, he begins to open the doors of the house of the Lord and begins to repair them. Hallelujah. And in verse 4, he brought in the priests, the Levites, and he gathered them into the east street. How many know the sun comes up in the east? Light beginning to come forth. Hallelujah. How many know we're the temple today? God's light's beginning to come forth in us. But verse 5 said, and he said unto them, hear me, you Levites, sanctify now yourselves. How are you going to get anybody else sanctified unless we're sanctified, brethren? Unless we're getting cleaned up. Amen? Notice, and sanctify the house of the Lord God of your fathers, and carry forth the filthiness or the uncleanness out of where? The holy place. What is that to you and me? Your mind, your will, your emotions, your desires. It's that junk in there that the devil's put in there by his spirits. Or his spirits are in there, however you want to say it. Amen? And verse 7 said, also they shut up the doors of the porch and put out the lamps and have not burned incense. So forth. Now, look in verse 11. My sons, be not now negligent. Who's he talking to? Sons, ministry. For the Lord hath chosen you to stand before him. What does it mean to stand before the Lord? It means no fleshly or religious activity. You're waiting on his voice. You're ministering to him. How many know we have a lot of religious and fleshly activity? Well, I can get off on that. To serve him, to minister, and burn incense. Because that speaks of prayer and intercession. Now look at verse 16. And the priest went into the inner part of the house of the Lord to cleanse it and brought out all the uncleanness that they found in the temple of the Lord, into the court of the house of the Lord, and the Levites took it and carried it abroad into the place called the Brook Kidron. So they went in and cleaned out the holy place, didn't they? I believe God's raising a ministry up that's going to clean out the holy place. Sanctified holy priests, because he's making us kings and priests unto himself. And the Bible said we shall reign on the earth. Amen? How many know that to be a priest, in Leviticus 21, you had to meet certain physical requirements. Well, how many know a man today can come up here and he could actually be have some physical condition, but it would not hinder him from proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ? But in the Old Testament, if a man was a blind man, he couldn't give the bread to God's people. Amen. How many know if a blind man was your cook, he might put some rat poison in your food instead of baking soda? Or if he put some baking soda, he may dump a whole lot more than what he should, you know. Amen. Another blemish that would keep a man from being a priest was if he was lame. Well, you know, if a man's a cripple today, he can still sit up here and preach the gospel, can he? But he couldn't give the bread if he was a lame man. Now listen, many see visions, have revelations, they see things, but they're lame. They can't walk it out. That's the overcoming. Amen. Another blemish was he could not have a flat nose. I've seen some, I wish they had one. Amen. It means a disfigured face. What does that mean spiritually? It means to us discernment. There was no discernment, no smell. And if he had a flat nose, he could not be a priest. And if we don't have discernment, neither can we be a priest, really. Effectively. Amen? Another blemish was he could not be a dwarf. I mean, there's a lot of dwarfs around. They don't want to grow up in God. Amen? How many know we can be strong in one area and yet be a dwarf in many others? That's why I'm glad Brother Miller's bringing many ministries in here. Amen. Another physical thing that he could not have if his stones were broken. That's the reproductive part of a man. If they were broken, he could not bring forth children. He could not reproduce. Brethren, we cannot reproduce out of ourselves. It has to be by the Holy Ghost. And you say amen. I mean, on Moses knew he was going to be God's deliverer one time. In Acts 7, he took that Egyptian. He saw some trouble between a Jew and an Egyptian there, you know, and he took that Egyptian and he stuffed him in the sand. He killed him. He thought that God's people would understand he was going to deliver them. This man who was mighty in word and deed. You remember that? How many know it took 40 years for God to take a lot of that stuff out of him? Huh? Now it said he was mighty in word and deed of Egypt, the things of Egypt. But how many know when God sent him back, he didn't want to come back and he said, I can't even talk. Yeah, but in Acts 7 it's also. In Acts 7, as well as the Old Testament. Hallelujah. Well, you know, brethren, we cannot reproduce out of ourselves. Turn to Isaiah 56. Praise God. I don't know which way we're going, or where we're going to end up, but we're going. Amen. Isaiah 56, verse 3. Neither let the son of the stranger that have joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord hath utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I'm a dry tree. Now the eunuch was one who could not bring forth, right? He could not bear children. He could not reproduce children in the natural. But look at verse 4. For thus saith the Lord to the eunuchs, that keep my Sabbaths and choose the things that please me and take hold of my covenant. Verse 7. Even them will I bring to my holy mount. How many want to be a spiritual eunuch for Jesus? You say, what's that? That means you don't reproduce out of yourself. That means you move in the Holy Ghost. Amen. They that are led by the Spirit of God, they're going to be the sons of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to be led, don't you? Not drove, but be led by the Holy Ghost. Turn over to Matthew 19 with that in mind. Matthew 19. Thank you, Father. You know, the Lord gave me a word recently. It was a blessed word. He said, I've taught you how to minister. Now he said, I want you to rest. And so really, in these meetings, I've rested. I haven't done much study. Just waiting on God. These words I'm giving to you is by the Holy Ghost. And I tell you, the greatest teaching there is when the Holy Ghost is. In Matthew 19:12, for there are some eunuchs which were so born from their mother's womb. Now we know that's in the natural. Isn't that right? They're born that way. They can't help it. Hallelujah. And there are some eunuchs which were made eunuchs of men. You know what that means. How many know there's a religious system? Excuse the language, but we'd like to castrate every one of us, spiritually speaking. Amen? But notice the last part. And there are some eunuchs which have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. How many can see 30, 60, and 100 there? But he that's able to receive it, let him receive it. And I believe those who will move into that hundredfold realm, whoever they may be, wherever they are going to be those who have made themselves eunuchs. And this is their motivation for the kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of God's sake. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, turn to Deuteronomy 22. Deuteronomy. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 22. Deuteronomy 22 and verse 10 and 11. Thou shalt not plow the ox and an ass together. That would kind of look funny, wouldn't it? Well, maybe we've done some of that. Verse 11. Thou shalt not wear a garment of divers sorts as of woolen and linen together. How many can see a mixture there? How many know linen speaks of righteousness? But how many know that wool or woolen speaks of the curse? Sweat, toil, work. Amen? And God said in the Old Testament that we're not to wear the linen and the wool together. How many know we're not just to work for Jesus? Jesus must work through us. Amen? Now turn to Ezekiel 44. Thank you, Lord. Ezekiel 44. They wear each other out. That's right. Good. Good point. Thank you. Now, how many know there's a people ministering, a ministry ministering to the people, but there's also a ministry here in this chapter ministering to the Lord? The highest ministry is when we minister to Jesus. Amen? In fact, if we don't minister to Him, we're not going to have much to say to the people anyway. Can you say amen?
Amen.
But here in this chapter, the Lord is dealing with the priest. And you'll notice in verse 18, here they were to have linen bonnets upon their heads, and they shall have linen breeches upon their loins, and they shall not gird themselves with anything that causeth sweat. How many want to be a priest of the Lord, truly? Huh? Well, don't sweat. Let the Holy Ghost work and operate through you. How many have ever heard the word repentance from dead works? That's what we're talking about. It may look good, sound good, and feel good, but if it's not of the Holy Ghost, it's deader than a hammer. And the first blast of God's fire, consume it all. Amen? But he said here, they're to have linen breeches upon their loins. The loins is the reproductive area, isn't it? And also he said, they'll not gird themselves with anything that causes sweat or work or the curse. We're not working under a curse tonight. Amen? If we're working in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now, turn to another scripture. Turn to Zechariah. Praise the Lord. Boy, I was jumping up and down back there tonight in my heart when old Glenn was talking about the seal, the overcoming. We've got to be sealed. Where are we going to be sealed? In the mind. In the soul. In Zechariah 3. And before we read, how many know that a priest was one that could go, the high priest could go once a year into the Holy of Holies. Isn't that right? Only the high priest. The other priest could come into the holy place, you see, but they could not go into the Holy of Holies. Now we're dealing here with Joshua. And it says here in chapter 3 of Zechariah, he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord. Now, how many know that a high priest had to go through the veil from the holy place into the Holy of Holies? Isn't that right? Now, when he saw Joshua here, this prophet, notice standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. Right there at the veil, Satan was standing to resist him. And if you're moving towards the Holy of Holies, I want to tell you, you're going to have a clash with the enemy like you've never had. Hallelujah. Because he's standing there to resist you and me. But thank God, that isn't the end of the story. And the Lord said to Satan, now let me stop here. I believe, this is my opinion, you can take it or throw it out, but this last move of God, before the devil can get in it, God's going to head him off. And Jesus is going to come. They're going to split it off this time. Denominations and whatever. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you, he's got the power to head him off. And he's going to use you and me. The Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuked thee, O Satan, even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem. Now listen, 30, 60, 100, Israel, Jerusalem, Zion. Right? Outer court, holy place, holy holies. Call what? Chosen, faithful. Revelation 17, 14. And right here he said, in this scripture, that the Lord hath chosen Jerusalem. That's that middle ground we're talking about tonight. That soul realm. Notice, rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Hallelujah. So here's a high priest being resisted by the devil, and the Lord is rebuking the enemy and choosing a people called Jerusalem. Amen. How many know that he's raising the woman up? She's called the new Jerusalem over in Revelation, isn't she? The bride, the Lamb's wife. You ever read that? Revelation 21? And it's coming down from the spirit realm, out of heaven. Not going up, it's coming down. Amen? And notice verse 3. Now Joshua was clothed with what? Now people say that's Jesus. That's not Jesus. Jesus did never wear filthy garments. Now he took our sins upon us upon the tree, didn't he? How many know that our righteousness is as filthy rags? And here is one being purged. Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. How many know if we could really see ourselves, we'd see a lot of filth. We'd see a lot of iniquity. We'd see a lot of things. And as you begin to move towards the Holy of Holies, brethren, you're going to begin to see some things, aren't you? In yourself. And he answered and spake to those that stood before him. Now look at this. He's talking to a people here. He's talking to a ministry here. Thank God they're coming forth too. He answered and spake to those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. Hallelujah. How many has ever heard about putting off the old man, putting on the new? But how many know that's a process? Anybody completely saved tonight fully? Stand up and shout, will you? Spirit, soul, and body. We are saved, aren't we? We have been saved, we're being saved, we shall be saved.
Yes.
So forth.
Amen.
But notice it said, he answered and spake to those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. There's a minister rising with a word from God that's going to touch us and cause our filthiness to go. It's the blood, of course, that does it. It's the word that washes us. Amen. But God uses vessels, doesn't he, to minister to us. And to him he said, behold, I've caused thine iniquity to pass from thee. Here's a purging now. And I will clothe thee with a change of raiment. How many know that's going to be righteousness? Let them set a fair mitre upon his head. How many know that speaks of the mind? I believe the mind of Christ spiritually. So they set a fair mitre upon his head and clothed him with garments. And the angel of the Lord stood by.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So here is one being resisted. Here is one that the Lord rebukes the enemy. Here is one that's chosen. Here is one that filthy garments was taken off. Here is one that was purged. Here is one that a mitre was put on his head. And here is one that's clothed with new garments. Quite an order there, isn't it? Now look at verse 7. How many know God had an order in the Old Testament for the priests and what to wear and how they should wear certain things? Lest they would die. Amen. Verse 7. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, if thou wilt walk in my ways and if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house. So here is a cleansed people. A people, amen, with his righteousness. A people with the mind of Christ that's going to judge his house. And where does judgment start first? In us, the church, the house of God. Amen? Praise the Lord. Then in verse 8, he said, "Hear now, O Joshua the high priest, thou and thy fellows that sit before thee. For they are men wondered at," or men of wonder. And I believe it's the people God's raising up today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now he goes into chapter 4, following this same thing. Look in verse 11. I should go in the whole chapter, but I won't. Chapter 4, verse 11. "Then answered I and said to him, what are these two olive trees upon the right side of the candlestick?" How many know the candlestick represents the church? Spiritually. "And upon the left side." One on the left, one on the right of the candlestick. Now let me tell you, these are two olive trees. They're two olive branches. They are the two witnesses. They're the Spirit and the Word ministry. They're the two prophets. They are the Jew and the Gentile. Hallelujah. How many know the middle wall of partition has been broken down and we're one in Him. Whether we have been Jew or the heathen, as Brother Millard said the other day. Amen? It's the sons of oil. It's the double portion ministry. Amen. And it's just not two people. I have a brother in the Lord that I know very well. The devil came one time while he was reading the Bible. Came up behind him. And he began to turn the pages while he was reading. And he flipped him to Revelation 11. He said, "You're one of them." And he said, "I rebuked him." Do you know there are men who have believed they're one of the two witnesses? And most of them are dead. The two witnesses are not two people. The two witnesses is an army of God raising up around the world. Brother Pittman even was told by the Lord that it was the Elijah ministry. Remember in this book? The arm of the Lord. I don't believe it's just two men. But I believe it's a company of God's people that's coming forth. Overcomers, sons of God, that's going to rule. But notice what he says here. I used to teach two men. But I believe it's the Word and the Spirit in a people. That's the two witnesses, really. Amen? The same brother asked the Lord. He said, "Lord, who are the two witnesses?" And he said, years went by. And said, all of a sudden, one day, the Holy Ghost said, "Do you still want to know who they are?" He said, "Yes." The Lord said, "They are the Word and the Spirit in a people." And I believe that's who they are. Right here in verse 6, "This is the Word of the Lord to Zerubbabel." And then he said, "Not by power, nor by might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." They are the sons of oil. They are those two candlesticks. How many know the Bible talks about the two golden pipes here? Huh? The two golden candlesticks, the two golden pipes, and the golden oil flowing through the pipes into the candlestick. Two prophets. God is raising up prophets. How many know John the Baptist was a prophet? Raised up right before Jesus came on the scene. Amen? Who said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And I believe these will come on the scene before he comes out there. Hallelujah. Well, there's a lot in that we could go into. But I want to get back on what I'm talking about. Turn now to Revelation 7. Revelation 7. "And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth." Brother Glenn, the earth is not square. That shows us a spiritual principle right there. Hallelujah. "Holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor the sea, nor any tree." Now we know that's out there, the earth, the sea, and the trees, right? That's the natural. But what's the spiritual meaning? These angels are standing where? Four corners of the earth. What does that mean? It's your mind, your will, emotions, and your desires. And they're standing there because man has the capability and the power to destroy humanity today with the bombs they have. And God is holding judgment back here until He seals a people in their mind. God sealed the ark. to Noah. Before, right before the flood came, inside and outside. If it had not been sealed, they would all drown, wouldn't they? And the little, even the little basket Moses was in, it had to be, had some kind of seal in for him not to drown.
Right.
Hallelujah. And God is sealing a people right before destruction. And you can mark it down, I believe with all my heart, we're going to see even destruction in our nation, but there's a people must be sealed first. That we intercede and stand in the gap and help those who don't know
Hallelujah.
What's coming.
Glory to God, Jesus. Hallelujah.
It is not to exalt herself and say, look at me.
Right.
Now notice, he said, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor the sea, nor on any tree. How many know there's earth out there? And so are you. How many know the sea can also represent the nations? And the tree can even represent Christians spiritually. Now they're natural trees. But we are trees. The planting of the Lord. Verse 2. And I saw another angel. What's this angel doing? He's ascending. Now, most of us would think an angel would be coming down. And at least in my mind, maybe you don't. But this angel is coming up from the earth. He is ascending. Amen? From the east. The east, again, is where the light comes from. The sun comes up. He is coming from light, and he's bringing light.
Hallelujah.
This messenger. How many know angels are messengers? And not every angel in the book of Revelation is an angel that God created. In the heavenlies, it is also prophets and ministries. How many know that was an angel that gave John this revelation? He was a prophet. Revelation 22 tells you. How many know that? Raise your hands. Do you know that? Some of you don't. Well, let's go look at it. We'll come back. Revelation 22:8. Praise the Lord. 22:8. I, John, saw these things and heard them, and when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then said he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren the prophets. And of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. So how many can see that angels can be ministries? Now here back in chapter 7, this angel was ascending from the east having the seal of the living God. You say, what's the seal? The mind of Christ, the nature of Christ in a people. Amen. Having the seal of the living God, it's life. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, the sea, nor the trees, till. Till what? What's the next word? Till we. I believe that we is a ministry in the earth with a word from God that's sealing people in their foreheads. Hallelujah. And I believe they're arising now in the earth. Until we have sealed the servants, the bond slaves of our God in their foreheads. How many know it's important to hear every ministry that God has that's bringing the word of truth to us? Because it's part of that sealing in this hour. Amen. How many appreciate our brother's ministry here?
Amen.
Let's give the Lord a good hand for this brother. Amen. Hallelujah. And I appreciate all the ministries in the Lord. So we can see that there's a people going to be sealed in their foreheads. Amen. Chapter 14, just a minute. Chapter 14. There's so many things we need to go into, but you can't do it all in one night. Revelation 14, just a few more scriptures. Praise be unto God. Revelation 14. I looked and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Sion. Now, if you don't know what Sion means, here's what it is. You can write it in your Bible. It means the church militant and triumphant. And I believe the church is going to be a triumphant, militant people, don't you? And how many know if you're a militant people, that means you get involved in warfare and do all kind of things against the enemy. You stand in order, yeah. That's good. By the Holy Ghost. And I looked, and lo, a Lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his Father's nature name written in their foreheads. Written in their foreheads. Now, I don't believe God's just going to come down and write something out here on your skull, on your head. But I believe he's putting something of his nature in you. Amen? His mind. His mind. His will. His emotions. His desires. And I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters, as the voice of a great thunder. There's so much here. Or the voice of harpers harping with their harps. Now look over in 15. We'll see in chapter 15 that. Look in 15. Verse 2. I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire. Fire speaks of tribulation. Them that had gotten the victory. That word victory is overcome. Brother Glenn talked on the overcomer. The word victory means to overcome, to conquer, to prevail. Victory over what? The beast. Over his image, over his mark, over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. Hallelujah. That overcome. You got to come over something, don't you, to overcome. That overcome the beast. Where do you think they overcome the beast? In heaven? Right here. There ain't no devil in heaven. Amen? Hallelujah. You know, most people think that to be before the throne, you got to die. But look back in chapter 7 a minute. I'm trying to close. Hang on. Chapter 7, verse 13 through 17, one of the elders answered and said to me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence they came they? Who are these guys? And I said to him, sir, thou knowest. He said to me, these are they which came out of, came out of. You can't come out of something unless you've been in it. Came out of great tribulation, the tribulation of the great, and have washed their robes and made them white. Where?
In the blood of the Lamb.
In the blood of the Lamb. In the blood of the Lamb. And if you take a white garment and put it in blood, it's going to come out red. But here it said that they washed their robes, amen, and they were made white in the blood. Now, therefore, are they before the throne of God? Now look at this. And serve him day and night. And night is not in heaven, it's right here in the temple. Somebody say amen. And he that sits on the throne shall dwell among them. And he's among us tonight, isn't he?
Amen.
They'll hunger no more. They'll neither thirst no more. Neither shall the sun light on them nor any heat. Where did they come out of? They come out of heat. They come out of the fire. But no more heat. God said this. They're purged. They're cleansed. Hallelujah. No more.
Amen.
For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed or shepherd them and shall lead them into living fountains of waters, and that's the body of Christ, because there's a fountain in each one of us tonight that we need to drink from. The Christ in us. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Now, go back to chapter 14. We'll close. Chapter 14. Verse 2, I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters, as the voice of a great thunder, and I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps, and they sung as it were a new song, a new message. Before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which were not defiled with women. What does that mean? And they get involved with a harlot. Excuse me, they were purged. They come out of the harlot, I suppose. But they were not defiled with women. How many know there's a harlot and her daughters in chapter 17? We're not dealing with natural women here, are we? Although we better be careful about that too. How many know preachers fall? Three ways. Women, money, popularity. Don't have to be that way. Does it? But here it said these people, brethren. Not just preachers. Be others too. But it says, notice, they were not defiled with women. You know, there are many ways we can be defiled. We can be defiled by going to the cult, can't we? I mean, the Bible warns us in the Old Testament about that. Going to witches and wizards and so forth, being defiled by them. And right here it says, these though were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. In Matthew 25, Jesus talked about that. Five were wise and five were foolish. The five wise had oil in their lamps, but also in their what? Vessels. The lamps, the spirit, the vessels, the soul. At midnight, they had the mind of Christ. Well, the others didn't. And we know there must be an overshadowing of our soul by the Christ. These, right here, were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. First fruits. Lamb company, Zion company, first fruits. How many know that first fruits is that which matures first, before the rest of the harvest? Amen?
Amen.
Somebody said you can put limes among green bananas and the hormones will go out of the limes of the bananas and ripen them. Well, I want to tell you, it's going to take the hormones of God coming into us to mature us.
Amen.
The life of God. But why is God going to mature us? That we may reach out to others.
Yes.
Amen? And see that they get matured. Amen. Now, last verse. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. Hallelujah. And verse 8, Babylon is fallen. God is going to cause Babylon to fall. And I'll tell you, he's going to use the people to bring it down. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's stand. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Wait on the music just a minute, Bill. Praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord a minute. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to Jesus Christ, the Savior, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. 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 Kira paturobosi kabasanda bahaturobosi tabakanda bahaya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now tonight, I believe there are people in this room that needs deliverance. And I believe our battle, including mine, is in the soul realm.
Hallelujah.
And as we begin to cry out and pray and bring things out in the Spirit, if something hits you, get rid of it. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because our battle tonight is in the soul realm.
Hallelujah.
Our souls must be purged. And we must take on the nature of Jesus Christ. Amen? So, Father, right now, we ask you to seal us in with the angels of God.
Hallelujah.
We bind every hindrance.
Hallelujah.
We bind every force in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we take authority right now over every spirit in the name and the nature and the character and the authority of Jesus Christ. And Father, right now, we come against spirits of lust in the soul realm. All spirits of lust in this building, we take authority over you. And we command you to come out of the people. Spirits of lust, spirits of insanity, we command you and we charge you now. Spirits of suicide, spirits of depression and heaviness, spirits of depression and heaviness, you come out in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We take authority over you and we command you,
yes,
by the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus to take your hands off of God's property in Jesus' name. Come out and loose the people. Come out. Come out of that soul realm in the name of Jesus. We command you. Come on, work with it. Some of you back here. Some of you need to be set free from those spirits of lust, those spirits of hate and anger. Come out in the name of Jesus. We loose you in the name of Jesus. We command you to go loosen the people of God. We bind your power. We bind your hand in the name and the nature and the authority of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. And go in the name of Jesus. We charge you by the power of the living God. Every foul thought that's attacked God's people, your oppressing heavy spirits, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. They command you to go. We command you to go. We command you in the name of Jesus. Come on, let's pray. Come on, let's pray. Come on, get them out. Obey the Holy Ghost. Come on. Take a deep breath. Cough them out. Get them out of there in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Come out. Loose him. Loose him in Jesus' name. Come out of him and go in Jesus' name. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Spirits of murder. Spirits of suicide. We command you again to come out in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Lust. Come out, lust. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out, perversion, in the name of Jesus. Come out of that soul realm. Come out in the name of Jesus. We command you by the power of the Holy Ghost. Kiramanta. Spirits of infirmity. Spirits of infirmity. Come out of the bodies. Come out, spirit of infirmity, and loose the people. Come out in Jesus' name. By the authority of God's word. By the name of Jesus. We hurl you out. We throw you out. We cast you out in Jesus' name. Command you to go by the power of the Holy Ghost. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Kirabasandai. Kilabasanda Bahaya. Come on, let's pray. Hallelujah. Handabasida Bahaya. Loose him in Jesus' name. Loose him in Jesus' name. Loose him in Jesus' name. We command you to loose him. Come out of him in the name and the authority of Jesus Christ. Name of the Lord Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. By the authority of God's word, come out. Name of Jesus. Come out of that soul realm. Come out of those emotions. Come out of those emotions. You destructive spirit that's in the emotions, come out. Destructive spirits in the emotions, come out. Come out. Condemnation, come out. Loose God's people in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the authority and the nature of Jesus Christ. Kirabasanda Bahaya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Self-destruction. Come out. Self-destruction in Jesus' name. Self-destruction. Come out in Jesus' name. We command you to go. We loose the people of God. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord some praise. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise His wonderful name. Praise His wonderful name. Praise His wonderful name. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, where's she at? Okay. Okay. Reach your hands out towards this child over here. We're going to pray for her.
Hallelujah.
Okay? Reach your hands out for her.
Hallelujah.
Father, we take authority over that spirit in the name of Jesus. We curse that thing by the power of the Holy Ghost. And we loose her in the name of Jesus. We command the enemy to take his hands off of this child. We rebuke that in the name of Jesus, Father. We take authority over epilepsy. We bind that spirit. God, we ask your healing virtue and power to flow into her tonight.
Hallelujah.
In the name and in the nature and the character of the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God, we thank you and we praise you for it, Lord.
Hallelujah.
God, we thank you. We bind him. We bind him, Lord. He has no power over her. We loose her in Jesus'
Hallelujah.
Name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Kilamandala basura mandili visita bahanda bakurama. Kila basura masita bahanda bakura bahaya. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We bless thee, Lord, we bless thee, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Victory in the camp, Lord. Victory in the camp, Lord. Bring victory, Lord, in the camp. Hallelujah. Let victory come, Lord. Glory to God. Let us sweep across us, Lord, tonight. Let victory sweep across your people tonight, Lord. The victory of Christ in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Let that victory prevail tonight, Lord. Within your people, God, and over your people, Father. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glenn, I want you to come. I have a word for you, Brother Miller. Brother Miller, praise the Lord. How many appreciate Brother and Sister Miller? Amen. Touching you. Handa basura ba kanda basita bahaya. Thou art not to fear, but thou art to trust in thy God. For thy God shall bring thee into a new dimension of himself. And there shall be a greater wave of glory, yea, that shall come, my son. Know that his anointing does rest upon thee and shall increase. For surely I've heard thy cry and thy petition, and know that there shall come a great change, saith the Spirit. So be not fretful, nor afraid, nor be anxious, but know that which the Lord has said, he'll bring it to pass. For this be a day of restoration, this be a time that the Lord shall do a new thing in thee and through thee. For thou art mine anointed, thou art my chosen, that I put here, and thou shalt know, yea, in the days ahead of this change, for I, the Lord, do bring it forth, and I bring it swiftly. So rest in the Lord and know that the angels of God, yea, do encompass thee, are round about thee, and know that they have been assigned to help thee. So fret not, and know this night, that the winds that have buffeted are rolled back, and that the walls of Jericho are coming down.
Hallelujah.
And that thou can see, yea, before thee, there is before thee an open vision, and the Lord shall reveal it to thee, and thou shalt see it clearly, for I shall put it in your heart. And in the night season, saith the Lord,
Hallelujah.
Thou shalt be visited.
Hallelujah.
So wait, yea, wait,
Hallelujah.
And the vision shall be accomplished, saith the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Look not behind thee. The past is behind. But look to me this night. For surely the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And I am directing thy footsteps. And thou art not out of step, thou art in step with the Lord. And the Lord shall visit thee, my daughter. The Lord shall visit thee, and others shall be astonished of that visitation. So wait, and it'll come, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'd like some of the brethren to come up and lay hands upon me and Brother Mac. Come here, Brother Mac. You know the ministry needs to be ministered to, too. And our wives. Our wives. Some of you brethren come up and, Brother Bill, you and Peggy, come over too. Hallelujah. I want the brethren to come up and lay hands upon us and pray over us tonight.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We submit to you tonight in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord God.
Praise the Lord God.
Kiramandolovo sita bahanda bahaya.
Lord Jesus, I pray right now that your spirit would be on this man, and Lord, that whatever he touches turns to gold. Lord Jesus, not the kind of gold that men make, Lord Jesus, that they find in the earth, But God, that type of gold that comes off the brazen altar.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Bless him, Lord. Bless his entire
house.
Make it holy, pure and acceptable for you, dear
Amen.
Jesus, for you have found Amen. It worthy to be so.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Deliver
my God.
Him from all evil.
Amen.
Deliver my brother, dear Jesus,
Amen.
From all evil.
Amen.
Deliver all these brethren from evil.
Amen.
Lord,
keep
Jesus.
Us, Lord.
They
keep
are
us,
my
Lord.
Brothers. Hallelujah.
Keep us, Father.
And I love them, dear
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
I love them.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I commit them into your hands, Lord,
Amen, Lord
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, my God. Thank you, my
Satan,
God.
Satan, I bind you from coming against them. I bind
Name
illness from coming against them, Lord Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
And I ask them, Lord Jesus, that when they are weak and weary,
yes, Lord.
Lord, that they would remember to pray for strength and to depend solely on you, God, for you are our only help and our only strength.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Touch him, Lord. Amen.
Set these apart for your purposes. We thank you, Mighty Father, that before they were born, you had a plan.
Amen. Amen.
You brought that plan. You are now bringing it. We thank you, Lord, that
yes. Yes, Father. Oh, God. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Yes, Lord. Your anointing breaks
Oh, God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, God,
Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my God. Amen.
Well, I still think we ought to praise the Lord with another praise. We're wearing poor Bill out here. But we can't, I just never get enough of that wonderful praise and worship. And I don't think we're quite ready to go home yet for another few minutes. Now we'll have breakfast in the morning at 8 o'clock. Eat as quick as you can. If you get in late, well, you're just going to have to do without because we're going to start service here at 9:30 in the morning. So the cooks want to come in for breakfast, for service too, but they've got to get the stuff ready, what's left over, to get rid of the leftovers at lunchtime. So remember that, and we'll come back to praise and worship the Lord and have a double anointing in the morning. With his praises.
us worship. The Lord is the Holy of Holies. Zion rejoices again. Let your temple be filled. Let your courts be filled with His praises. Let us worship the Lord is the Holy of Holies. Jesus, be Lord over me. Jesus, be Lord over me. You have given to me such a sweet liberty. Jesus, be Lord over me. I'm hungry, Lord. I'm hungry, Lord. My soul cries out to for the living bread, for the wine of life, for the one who restores my soul. I'm hungry, Lord. I'm hungry. One more course before we go home tonight. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Let's all stand as we sing the song. We're going to be dismissed with the song. Sister Tooth Lassen, you'll have to help me. Hallelujah. Let's start on the very first verse.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.